Welcome everyone to the HB Global Employee Ownership Podcast Series. Today we have with us Brad Orsburn, who is Division President of North Shore Mechanical Contractors and Spectrum Mechanical and Plumbing. Today, Brad is going to take us through his incredible story of how he started in the inner city and then worked his way up through the trades to owning his own business that he eventually sold to HB Global. He'll talk a little bit about his upbringing, but then also what it was like to sell to HB Global and how his journey has been since then. We're really excited to hear Brad's story today. And as always, we have CEO of HB Global, Bob Whalen, and Senior Vice President of People and Culture, Stacey Baum. Just a few housekeeping items before we get started. We recognize that this podcast is available to the general public, but we just want to say that the views expressed in it are in the context of HB Global and may not apply to broader audiences. Furthermore, you will hear notifications of phones and laptops during this recording. It is recorded in our offices, so you get the truly authentic experience. With that, Stacey, take it away.
Thanks, Jamie. Thanks for joining us today, Brad.
Pleasure to be here.
So in these podcasts, usually what we like to talk a little bit about with our former business owners is just your background, what interested you in the business and getting started in construction.
I was always a mechanically inclined person, and what got me, I always took things apart and played with things. And so at an early age, somebody, I went to work for a person and he said, "Wow, you seem to be pretty mechanical." So I ended up actually saying, "Yeah." And he said, "You should ever think about going to a vocational school." And I said, "No, what is it?" And he told me, so I went to a vocational school and I really enjoyed it. And then when I was getting out, I had pretty good instructors. I went to work in the trades and I just enjoyed it. It was outside. It was freedom, a lot of freedom. You could do your own thing. And then I started doing side work and I started doing my own thing. And it just got more and more. The side work overtook the business side of it. And I just said, you know, this is much easier working for yourself and not having to, and then it just evolved.
And Brad, were you always in the plumbing trade?
I started, yes, at 17 years old, I started working in the plumbing trade, and that was previous to going to vocational school. So 17, I started working part-time in the summers in the plumbing trade, yes.
In Boston?
Just outside of Boston, correct.
So Brad, you have a very interesting background personally, and I wondered if you might be willing to just tell us the story about your upbringing and then how that affected your leadership style and, you know, how you go about, operating the business.
I grew up in the inner city, very poor, no family life, no father figure. And so basically was on my own and basically no money. It was very poor, didn't have anything. I had to work a lot. And then I just, I needed something. So when I started to work, I realized, wow, you can make money doing this. And the harder you do it, the more you do it, you can make more money doing this. So I basically got the drive to say, well, I went to a vocational school, which was very good because they pushed us. We had to salute the flag every day. We had to do stuff that was just, we had a real militant teacher. And I was into sports. And so I was pretty aggressive into sports. And so I learned that when you're the captain of the sports team, you can take that same side to the business and just be in control of it. So that's basically, I said, why leave it to someone else to decide if you could be the one making the decisions?
Brad, and you talked about the drive of the harder you work, the more money you can make. How did you look at quality work when you were getting into the business and working in the field?
I was always quality because quality is what sold the next job. I mean, people hired you because of what you did and how you did it. And I took a lot of pride in my work. And, I wanted it to look good and last because if you had to go back and fix it or whatever, it was less money in your pocket. So you had to do a good job or they weren't going to call you back. So I was always big into give the client what they need, right? Make the client happy no matter what that takes. And a lot of people are willing to pay for that.
So can you walk us through your journey and your career from starting in the field and learning at a vocational school to transitioning into leadership role in the field and then in a business?
I started out, again, I went very, very young. I started out and was big, heavy on going to get a plumbing license because that was important. And back where I grew up, probably only about 20% of the people in the industry had a license. So they drove that very hard at the school that I went to. And they said, you are going to be the next leaders of things. So they pushed us to be the leaders. And we actually had to go to night school even afterwards. And they made us go, even though it wasn't a requirement. It was a requirement or they would not sign off on our time. So I took on projects. I became a foreman. And again, then I went in business myself. So you sort of did it all. I used to take a lot of classes. I was very educational. I was going to school at night for mechanical engineering. I said, I didn't really want to be a plumber a long time. So I went to school for engineering at night. And so I basically worked 10, 12, 14 hours a day. And then I went to school all night and on weekends to get to for mechanical engineering. And I sort of put the two together.
And so how did that all lead to you ending up, you know, being an owner of a business?
I owned my own business and I was doing stuff. And then I ran into a person, a business that was very troubled. And they recruited me to say, hey, are you interested in buying into a business? And that was Northshore Mechanical. And so I sat down and I entertained it. And I went and this company was on the verge of bankruptcy. And they asked me if I would go in. And so I was running a big hospital project. And so I went in and I met with these people and I said, okay, fine. And then I became partners in that business. And as it went, we just grew it and grew it and grew it. And I started out long before I know it, I was working in the office 4 hours a day. Then it turned out to be 10 hours a day. And the more I worked in the office, the less I worked in the field. And it just evolved into what it became. It was just a lot of effort. And I've always loved what I do.
Brad, did that experience inform how you've taken on this role, you know, that you're in now, you know, because you've moved out to Phoenix and part of our, Spectrum division, which, you know, has struggled operationally a little bit over the last couple of years. How did that experience inform, you know, what you're trying to do here at Spectrum?
Because I watched a struggling business that was really in trouble and bringing it back and realized you had to do the small things, which was, you know, you needed to take care of the clients, get the right clients, work for the right people, and then teach. You know, I was in the field, I like to teach the people as people taught me when I was an apprentice. You know, and so I learned to teach the people and watch those grow, and you have to pick out the right people. And I said, if you got the right people around you, you can do anything. So as we grew projects, the Spectrum thing was very interesting. It actually intrigued me because I felt like I was less challenged and everything was kind of too easy. I was just doing and come to Spectrum. It is a different world out here. And, you know, I know that success can be had because I know what it looks like. So that is my ultimate goal, is to say, hey, if we can do it there, why can't we do it here?
So Brad, how long were you and your partner in business with Northshore Mechanical? And what led you to explore selling the business to HV Mechanical?
We had a couple of transitions, but I was in business for about 30 years with my partner, but in between, we had another big company, Simidal HB, that we merged together with. And it was actually ironically exactly the same. It was an ESOP, we had an educational, same thing. And so what happened was, my business partner and I own 50% of the business each. He always wanted to get out of the business. And so the rule was that I would buy the business and everything was already all worked out. And then one day he decided that he wanted five times what the agreed price was. So I told him no, and I was actually going to stop my own business completely and just let that one erode, because I felt like I could do it easy enough. And then I turned out that a friend of ours that had a business sold it and said, hey, have you ever thought about this? And I said, no. And then I looked at it and I said, you know what? I said, I won't close my mind to that. I said, you know what? I gave my partner, I said, why don't you do this? I said, look into it. I'll entertain it. And I said, and if the right situation comes along, I'll be open-minded. And that's where we ended up.
So Bob, in that process, why was Northshore attractive to HB Global?
Well, I think what made North Shore so attractive is, you know, first and foremost, while, you know, the one thing I would say about the process, I don't think we had an accurate picture of Brad through the process, but I think the culture of Brad came through in the people we met and what we saw. And so that really did become evident. And I, some of the things that I think you've already heard, you know, on this podcast, you know, Brad believes in controlling his own destiny. He has a positivity about him that just exudes, you know, every day. And so those were some of the things culturally that really attracted us about North Shore. And then I would say also their focus on the life sciences business. At the time we were doing the North Shore acquisition, we were starting to realize as a business, we were very specifically diversifying from a geography standpoint, but we started to realize we were also diversifying the industries that we served. And we were very intrigued with the life sciences business, which lo and behold, turned out that we were gonna, you know, go through a, you know, multi-year of life sciences just really being our great place to be. And so, you know, those were the things, you know, that intrigued us about North Shore. But this was also turned out to be a deal where what we ended up getting in a company was very different from what we perceived as we went through the process. Because as Brad said, his business partner was leading the process of selling. And so he was the one that was actually, you know, projecting what the company was, what it was about, and all of that. When in reality, you know, Brad was going to be the person that was going to be, you know, around to operate the business in the end. And so that all started to play out very late in the process. You know, and, you know, we talk about it, you know, all the time. You really don't know when you're doing an acquisition what you're getting until it plays out, you know, over time. And this was a situation, you know, in a very good way, that our assessment of the business was not necessarily, you know, right in line with what the business was going to end up being.
So, Brad, what made you give the nod to sell to HB?
Actually, it was very interesting because we had a lot of offers that was substantially higher, a lot of private equities. And I was not one that was baffled by people that come in with ties and suits that just threw money around. And so a lot of people, they had a different concept of what the business. When I first met Bob, when he came into the business, it was pretty genuine. I thought him and Kyle Seaman came into the office. They were both pretty genuine, pretty open. They weren't the rest of the people that came in, you know, all their focus was on money, 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 and taking over and growing something past where I thought was a comfortable level. So it was not about money for me. It was more about securing a place for all of the employees, a lot of long-term employees that I built a lot of friendships with, a lot of relationships. I wanted to see them in the best situation. And having come from an ESOP previously, I knew that that was a good idea, and a lot of the people had worked there benefited from the last time that we had that situation.
So now you've had that behind you, that decision to come on board and join the HB Global family of companies. What are some surprises you've had after moving forward with HB, and what are some things that solidified your decision that it was right for North Shore?
You know, honestly, nothing really surprised me. The interesting part that actually... they actually challenged me because they wanted to give me a 2-year thing and said, I might not make it. They told me that I might not make 2 years. And I sort of kicked back and thought at the time, I said, wow, they must be a really big company. And I'm not sure. I said, geez, I feel pretty confident. And as I got into it a little bit, I realized that they were only in the infancy stages of what they were doing. And so I started to realize, I said, wow, I think I can help that cause a little bit. And I realized, you know, they started out at one size and kept growing, but you have to realize the same people that are good at one size aren't good at all sizes. So when you grow, you got to grow the business, not necessarily with who you have, even though there might be some great relationships there. So, you know, and it gave me an opportunity to, I belong to a lot of peer groups, so I knew what the industry was, And that's what really this felt like to me. So I think it was some great people I've met at HP. Great people. Love them all. And, you know, I've never had a boss at HP, and that's what he has told me, not me telling him, which I've had a peer, which actually I respect the fact that I have a boss, but he has never once said to me, I'm your boss. That means a lot to me. You shouldn't have to say that.
And what are the things that just confirms your choice that this was right for your employees at North Shore?
I think the business has steadily grown, and they've pushed me to step away a little bit to put others in place. So I think that that's good. And to see as I start to separate that it will be actually keep going, right? And that, you know, other businesses are the same. So it's sort of, I realize that they are in it for the long haul, and that there are some good people and they make business decisions mixed with a little bit of personal, but they also know when to separate the two.
And Brian, you have a great perspective on being strategic and planful, but being flexible to pivot. And I use that comment as an example of when you made the choice to sell to HB, I bet there was no inkling that you would end up in Phoenix, Arizona.
That is quite true. I had no idea that I would end in Phoenix. Interestingly enough, like I never took anything off of the table, and I was always willing to do what it took for the business. And a little bit in my perspective, again, I had managed North Shore for a long time, you know, and it was pretty easy to do that, as much as I say that. It was pretty simple. And so I did look at it as a challenge, and I thought the company needed that. And, you know, so I wanted to do my part and help out.
Well, we certainly appreciate your willingness to jump in and offer support outside of your division, which we know is near and dear to your heart, and become a bigger part of the broader organization. It's been very much appreciated.
Thank you. And they also have good golf courses, so that kind of worked out in the long run.
Brad, any other thoughts today that you want to share about your journey in business or in what you've learned here in Phoenix about different markets and different team dynamics?
I think the one thing, I don't care what market you're in, I don't care what part of the country, it will only always be about the people. The people, you have to surround yourself with the right people. If you don't surround yourself with people that have the same common interests and goals as you, you're probably not going to make it. And honestly, HB's core values, which I actually had, we had them at North Shore, the same thing, and trust was one of the, trust and team. If you don't do those two things, you'll never do anything well. So what I've learned is definitely that you have to have the right people. If you have the wrong people, the organization will never, you won't go places.
Really great comments, Brad. Thank you. Appreciate you, your time today and joining us, Bob. Do you have anything else to
add to the discussion? I just feel like, you know, North Shore for us is a real success story, and it's really fun for us to watch, you know, one of our core beliefs play out, and that's, you know, giving the business leaders autonomy to operate the business the way they see fit. You know, we set expectations of what the business expects, from, you know, how we treat our people to, you know, what we expect from financial returns. But in large part, you know, our local business operators are responsible for operating that business in the local market. You know, and North Shore Mechanical and Spectrum are going to succeed or fail because of their merits. And we're going to do little things, you know, to help those businesses out, to put them in a position to win. But in large part, it's going to be because of the people that are in those local markets, that are in those businesses. You know, that's the core of what HB Global is and allows us to continue to scale over time.
Great. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you, Stacy. Bob?
Thank you all. If you have questions for Bob, we'd love to hear them and answer them in future podcasts. Feel free to submit them to eopodcasts@hb-global.com, and we'll see you all next time.